ஞானசமிராந்தஸ்ய ஞானமியனுஷலாகய சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை நமோ மகாவதன்யாய குருவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாயை ததாலே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய சதபக்தாய நமஹ. பக்த்யா விக்னாபராதனஸ்ய காமாதி சரணம் கிருபாமயி தாம் சரணம் ப்ரபன்னம் வந்தே மாதே சரணம். தவை வாஸ்மி தவை வாஸ்மி நஜிமாம் ஸ்வயாதினா from Delhi and Calcutta, from Mathura, from all over these places, so many devotees are hankering that you are today far away from us. They are waiting. I told that I am also with you there. Don't wait. I have a blessing for you. Here also new good devotees like Gandharva Pandhat, you know. Singers and very beautiful ladies of goddesses. They are coming from heaven or all other places here. All the good devotees like goddesses, many lords, they are coming here. Many of our classes, and they are so inspired that it may be that in next they can, in future, they will go to Vrindavan and know the Brahman. And then you can see how good the devotees are. I am not thinking that I am so far away from India. Always think that I am in Vrindavan with you all. So today is auspicious, not today only. All the days are auspicious when we chant, remember and meditate Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Krishna or Srimati Jayanti or Vrindavan or Nordhisa. I am remembering a day with my Gurudev when he was preaching to the very four or five words with him. Pujyapad Swami Maharaj may tell the four brothers and some myself and two others more. We disciple very soon. We are touring in South Bengal on foot, walking more than 10 miles here and there, collecting some rice for Navadvip Dham Parikrama. I think that more than 15,000 pilgrims used to come in our northeast Dham Parikrama at the time of Gau Purnima. Now it is coming, I will come direct from Mysore, I will go to northeast Dham. So we were collecting some donation of rice. And person we used to get so much happy. When we were going, then the Minister of Bengal with 100 persons, officers and all others, was also touring in that place. He made advance in way and he called, he told our Guruji, that's why you are coming here. He told that we are coming to preach Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All you are not seeing that this area is badly flooded, full of blood, blood, water, everything they have lost, their houses and their rice, everything their rice field has been ruined by flood. But you are not helping them and you are coming to preach Hare Krishna and to collect some rice from here. You should collect rice from all other parts and help them. Advanced Gurudev told him that very flawed, very flawed. You are nothing? No, I am nothing here flawed. All has been drowned in flood. He told that, I'm seeing that cigarette of your mouth, all taking cigarettes, it has not been extinguished. Huh? And where is flood? If the water of the flood has not touched the cigarette fire, and cigarette fire is not extinguished, then where is flood? I am not seeing. But I see there is a very flood. Well, there is no kingdom. You cannot help these men by rice. They want love, affection, and they need Krishna consciousness. You cannot miss. Again, flood will come, but it will not touch your body and cigarette fire. So give up all these things and then come to help them. We are helping them. You cannot help like us. I realized the mercy of Gurudev. And he preached over a month or two there, everywhere. And all that inspired. None was going to see Prime Minister, that minister, Indian minister. But all gathering about 10,000, 20,000 in a place to hear our Gurudev. So I saw there. And they collected so many rice, 1 kilo, 2 kilo, you know, very little, little. But it became more than 100 months hectare or what? 30, more than that. In a village, poor village it became. And they told that, no, Swamiji, we will not hear this minister. Because we will go there and we will take Mahaprasadam from this rice. We are not giving to you or anyone, we are giving to Krishna and to help us. Gurudev told that those who are giving one grain of rice for this person, you will never starve. Lakshmi may she can go to road and beg, beg here and there. But you will not, never. So I thought, saw that how great and how strong was our Gurudev. So I know that all the devotees, all these Srila Prabhupada, Jagadguru, Nitya Lila, Pravishtam, Vishnu, Pasisham, Bhakti, Siddham, Sarasvati, Goswami, Thakur, a soul learning, a scholar, so bold, so strong, that one of them can immerse whole world in their Krishna life. Jane jane shakti dhare brahmananda tarike. He is one of the sishya. He was not so well known in India. Never anyone knew him. Swamiji. Anyone? He has no good gatherings in India. Only one, two persons. But when he came here, he was exalted and he crowned the whole world. In a few years, just like this, so much must here and there. He made hippies happy, he made those who were in jungles and forests. He also made Shishya from South Africa, black persons, so many things, like they were wild, like, yes. And all they became so high class of devotees. So, all these disciples of Srila Prabhupada were so qualified. Once, I know, a sannyasi of Shishya, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. His name was Aranya Maharaj, first Aranya Maharaj. I have seen him. He was quite illiterate, like Gaukishov Dasa Bhaji Maharaj, knowing nothing to write A, B, C, D or Ka, Kha, Ga, Gha, anything. But he remembered all these slokas which Prabhupada used to use everywhere. And very, very high class of a standard of Bengali. Advaita Gyan Parthatva, you know, like this he used to. And thousands of persons used to come to hear him. Once he became, he went into East Bengal, where there were so many learned persons, so scholars in Ved, Upanishads, Smriti, you know, Manusmriti and all other things. So learned. And they used to speak in Sanskrit language, having so big, big turbans like this. Big, big turbans. They are called Pancharatna, Nyayaratna, Bhattacharya, Kapya Tirtha, so many upadhi, you know?
Designation.
They have read to Benaras University, some of Mithila, some of Kanjivaram in Deccan, so all were there. He was preaching that anyone who is chanting Harine, and he is initiated by any authentic qualified guru. For qualified, no chance of falling down in any work. Qualified in all scriptures, has some realization of Krishna, and he has detached with worldly affairs. No lust, no anger, nothing. He has no sufferings and sorrows. Suffering and sorrow cannot touch them because they don't require any worldly thing. So he was preaching that if anyone takes initiation, whether he is Muslim, low caste, out of Indian caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, even he may be Bauddha, he may be of European countries, even Eastern countries, even they are taking, were taking sliced eggs and cow bits, and if they are taking Harinam, taking initiation from bona fide guru is more than fair. He is qualified in lust, but he has done all these things, Brahmins he has, he was before. He has done all kinds of austerities. He has all kinds of qualities of Brahmins and all people. So now he has some respect, taste in Harinam. So they are more than Brahmins. They can be given separate traits, no harm. They can now do anything. They can worship Radha Krishna, Salad Gram, Giriraj Govardhan. They are authorized. They are opposing all. They oppose. It cannot be. By birth, anyone is Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or those who have taken one time, any place, or all these things, eggs, meat. And those who are not hereditary Brahmin, we don't recognize them as Brahmin. Shudra will be Shudra, and all of them, in which they have taken birth. They began to oppose Maharaj. Then he told that I am challenging you all to come next day, same place. And if I am not agree, then it may be that after 2 or 3 days after, give a date and ready to discuss all these things. They also challenged. And the date was fixed after 2 days. So many learned persons from Benares in your city and all other famous in his city, big way pandits, came towards him to discuss all these things. He was alone, only 5 or 6 brahmacharis. He never called Srila Prabhupada or anyone who was so bold and strong. He told any brahmachari, I know that brahmachari now, he was, after that he became sannyasi, and after that he has left his body. He told to that brahmachari, oh, Brichandra brahmachari, come on. Bring some bricks, new bricks. What will you do? He threatened, don't ask questions, obey me. He bring about 20 to 25 or 50 bricks. Bring new papers and roll. Repeat it. And write on the cover Rigvaveda, Yajurveda, Atharvaveda, Samveda, Taittiriya, Chandogya Upanishad, Shvetashtra Upanishad, Manusmriti, Srimad Bhagavatam, and all. He made so. 50 bricks were ready for all these things. keep it in a very big card, bowl of cards. And they were given in the bowl of cards. And he took so big pagri, like this. Very big pagri. And he told that, follow me. Bullocks were given in them, and the bullock cart was dragged to follow to that Sahagri assembly house where all there. Big, big one. About 20,000 persons were gathered there to see what is becoming, and go very big discussion. He told that in my sight, there should be arranged all the books. All were reading. If don't know to read, who is, what is Rig Ved, what is anything. Actually. All books were, not books, but bricks were arranged like Vedas. He challenged him, he became stand, he stood up and told, I'm challenging you. If you dare to come and discuss with me, but you will have to tell, you are seeing here is Rig Ved, Sam Ved, Yajur Ved, Athar Ved, and all the epics, Manusmriti, Mahabhagavat, Ramayana, Puran, all are here. You will have to give reference and you will have to show me. Otherwise, I will show. I will give the reference, you can see here. He's a very great learned person. And he challenges him, and he has collected all the books here. We have not seen Sam Ved, but we have heard that there is a Sam Ved, Rig Ved, Asur Ved, Yajur Ved. We have never seen. But he has collected all the books here. They become careful, and they, one by one, climb. All pundits and learned persons. And he again discussed all this. He told, the slokas of Bhagavat, Manusmriti, Vedanya Upanishad, that those who are chanting Krishna name, they are more learned than any person who knows Samveda is very good. Because if Samveda or Yajur Veda tell you that a son of doctor will not, may not be doctor. A doctor's son, if he is reading engineering, he cannot tell that I am a doctor. So Srimad Bhagavati is telling that just lakhanam punso varnabhi vengyakam yadanyati drishyate tatte naiva vinirdhise chatur varnam maya srishtam mana karma yukhala. He began to chant all the, he began to recite all the shloka as a pranam. Pranam means as a
proof.
None was to
argue.
And he, on that thing, on the council, as party, and all were clapping, and all were so much. In Bengal and India, it was very hard to preach at first. Brahman and Pujari of Vrindavan, Pujari of Ratnavadi, they are not allowing the associates and disciples of Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to enter any temple. Because he was the follower of that principle, that anyone in any world, anywhere, any person, so degraded. But if he takes initiation from bona fide guru, he becomes more than Brahmin. And he can do all these things which a Brahmin can. Those who are not knowing Brahmin, Brahma Tattva, what is Brahma Tattva? कृष्ण तत्व भक्ति तत्व जीव तत्व प्रेमा भक्ति तत्व ऑल द अवतार व्हाट इज सोल व्हाट इज इल्यूजरी माया व्हाई वी आर कमिंग इन इल्यूजरी माया वी आर नॉट दिस बॉडी दोज हु नोज ऑल दिस थिंग्स एक्चुअली ही इज दैट But even knowing all these things, all habits and all other things, if anyone not chanting Hari name, he has no devotional services. Even he may be son of a very learned Brahmin, he is not there. He is not qualified. He will have to go to hell. But those who are in lower level, God. Those who are out of caste and creed and anyone but chanting his memory. Krishna takes everything from their hands, otherwise not he. He cannot take anything from Brahmins who are not have any devotional service, nor chanting, no belief in Krishna. In God. You know Raman, Kumbhakarna, they were sons of Brahmins, learned persons. They were rejected. Kansa also a Kshatriya, but he is called Daemon. Ramchandra went to South India and a very low caste lady, old Shabari name. He gave his own remnant to Ram and Ram took it. You know Krishna? Wherever he went, if anyone chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, no cost at Krishna. He used to become in Achyut Gotra. You know Achyut Gotra? The Gotra of Krishna. The caste of Krishna. The creed of Krishna. That is why wherever we go, if there are disciples, devotees, having faith in Krishna and chanting and remembering Krishna, we take their cooking. We can offer to deities. But even today, Indian learned persons of Vedas Upanishads, if they are initiating to any person, but if he is not Brahmin, they will not take a water also even. So, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he sent so many disciples. The Western countries also. So many persons came, but Param Pujyapad, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Narayan, taking sannyas from our Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Parashishan Bhakti Pradhyan Kesha Goswami Narayan, he came to Western countries. And as a magic, he preached all Bhagavad Gita. Now we are seeing that those who are here, also they are anyhow, they were connected with Swamiji. They are inspired by reading his books, by his devotees. He preached for the whole world. Very soon, with Nagar Sankirtan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Namhat Sankirtan, and thus in whole world devotion are made. So if you want to do Guru Seva, this is essential, to obey him and to help others, that they should be changed by heart, not only changing food and all other things. They should be changed in all ways. Their hearts will be changed from material Russia to
transcendental bhakti,
transcendental bhakti rasa, prema rasa. This is most high class of guru service. Guru wants this. He doesn't want that, oh, my disciples should come and message me and cook for me. Only do for me, don't go to any Vaishnava. I will tell that you can serve any good Vaishnava. You can, yes, you see, if you are not associating with any qualified Vaishnava, more revealed than you, you cannot progress. And that is why I see that when Swamiji went, his disciples went, they inspired and so many disciples came. But after that, they left all and they were tried. So I want that you should always be in good association. Create good association yourself. For this you will have to give up your mean-minded. Be broad-minded. You should then always, those who are chanting, remembering, all are in our Gaur Parivar, Krishna Parivar. Krishna family, Gaur family. Try to honor all who are even not taken initiation but chanting Hare Krishna, we should honor. Don't think that, oh, he is in that group, Sridhar Maharaj group, oh, he is in his own group, he is in Maharaj group. Don't be sectarian. Try to chant yourself also, remember and serve Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu, and try to help them also to become bona fide Vaishnava. This is our duty. I want to suggest this to my God brothers. I think they are my God brothers, the disciples of Swamiji, that they can glorify Guru Tattva. Prabhu, what name?
Lokam
Prabhu may stand and glorify. Also, I think that who is senior? Noha, after he
broke
the Prabhu Bal. Tell any remembrance of his Gurudev and how he preached so quickly and how we should serve Gurudev and the glories of Gurudev from ethics or anywhere. If you want, you can come here. This, I will not speak now. I will speak after 25 hours. If there is Guru Bhakti, Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda will take seat and offer this to the Lord seat of Krishna. So all the Gurus bona fide, I am not telling so called Gurus, so one day they are thinking that we are bona fide Guru and next day they are falling. I think they were fallen and even they are fallen. So Guru Bhakti, to the service of Guru, is backbone of Bhakti. Without this, he cannot enter in bhakti realm. So he told about this. Very good. Now I am requesting a devotee of Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, very senior and sincere devotee. His name is
Gopavindapa.
From so long,
distance.
I think from 72, he was serving his Gurudev. In so many ways, is also like a scholar and very qualified Vaishnava. I am requesting him to go live for Gurudev. And if any remembrance of his Gurudev, he may go.
I can bring up some memories and impressions that I have about him. Also, Maharaj, you alluded earlier to the idea of the family, the Krishna family, family of Gopas. And contrary to some opinion, that was also the direction that Srila Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj spoke and gave. Many times you hear different opinions about what he intended, but I can bring up a couple of instances which are very enlightening and which many times you don't hear. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had a very interesting letter exchange that I recall, in which he was asked by God Brothers in India for cooperation. And his response that he would be the first to cooperate. Those of you who know the letter exchange, then he said, but maybe we have some difference of opinion about Guru. And then, almost in the same breath, same letter, same sentence, he caught himself, said, but I don't wish to discuss these things while we have a chance for cooperation. So he was willing to put the differences of opinion behind in order to...
But I want to discuss this. Wrote a letter to our Gurudev and myself. Responded very soon and he gave a consulting letter or what letter I know that he is one of the devotees of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and he has come from our society and I helped so much. He wanted to that all should cooperate. It may be that all were not cooperating. But I think that all were happy. That is speaking, that is there. Some maybe, like third class, plus lower person, were not at night. But all the sincere devotees must have so much. Ever thought that he is speaking, that he is there.
So that, with a careful study, that comes to be the prominent feature of Prabhupada's teaching. Sometimes he qualified here and there, but with careful studying, he was always pushing for cooperation between all branches of the family. Even so much, another letter exchange, some of you may know, when he first came to America, he wrote to God Brothers, and one thing he said was, if you can help me make a temple here in New York, this is before anything, then this will be your temple, as if like you will be the temple president, and he said, and I'll be your temple commander. So his willingness to cooperate and to involve everybody in the Chaitanya family was in fact the prominent part of his teaching. And some details elsewhere sometimes have disturbed us, but the fact is the prominent thing is that. And also, guru means the essence. The essence of his teaching. There may be so many relative things according to time and place, but what is the essence, the absolute part of his teaching? And in this case, with Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, his essence is shared by so many others. I know myself, for so many years, trying to struggle and to maintain some devotional clarity, and always keeping some kind of standard, always sort of remaining in the ballpark, but at the same time losing the intense inspiration and taste for the instruction of Gurudev. So he told me, he told everybody, you chant the 16 rounds of Maha Mantra, and you always have Krishna Kirtan, always have Krishna Katha, always try to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, always associate Sadhu Sangha, always offer everything to Krishna, the basic things which are the principles, the pillars of Gaudiya Vaishnavism forever. So he pushed these and pushed them toward us. And sometimes when my personal enthusiasm was waning, I thought, if somehow or other I can follow these things more intensely, if I can become a little more sincere to follow these things, it would be so pleasing to my Guru Maharaj. Then some other Vaishnava comes, and his pravachan or his encouragement helps me to do all those very things. More chanting of Harinam, more Krishna Katha, more Sadhu Sangha, more Prachar, more everything that Prabhupada told me to do. Some other Vaishnava comes and helps me do all those things, and I reject some other Vaishnava. That doesn't make sense. Because the encouragement is toward the same thing that my Diksha Guru gave me. So those Vaishnavas who helped me toward all the things that my Guru Maharaj wanted from me, they're my teachers. So I know Prabhupada would be happy that we're glorifying Sri Narayana Maharaj here tonight, because he is helping us to go in the direction that we all know Prabhupada wanted of us anyway. So that's all I have to say, except to thank Prabhupada deeply. And he knows he's helped me and my family, especially my wife. And I pray that the preaching will go on and that I can help in some small way.
We are a God family, Krishna family, and we should all serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. When he came to Western countries having no farthing, no Indian paisa, one paisa. Nothing. Only word and tone, only Gita book. His three, four columns of Srimad Bhagavatam. And other books I sent from India. I sent him so many kartals, so many ditties, Peda and all other things, Tulsi Mala, everything I sent. Also ditties. And he wrote me more than 200 letters time to time. I gave it to Satsang Maharaj for me. Some of them, the essence of them, I given. He used to so much do mercy upon me. He wanted to engage me always in Krishna service, in Guru service. So I know him very personally. So personal. He gave me such good services. He was loving me from heart.